Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, County Commissioner for Lincoln County, and we are super grateful to be broadcasting to you today from Yquinabay Communications, reaching you throughout the county. And our guest this morning is Crystal Bowman. She is the Director of Nursing and Allied Health at Oregon Coast Community College. And good morning, Crystal.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I am so excited that you're here, especially because, you know, we have a nursing program and you're going to talk about the fact that there is high demand for this type of work, which I think for individuals looking for a career change or looking for opportunity, this is definitely a field that's going to get you into work soon.
Definitely.
maybe before you have your degree. So we're going to explore this today and many topics. But Crystal, to start out, how long have you been in Lincoln County first?
Oh, my husband and daughters and I, we moved to Lincoln County about 5 years ago from Phoenix, Arizona.
Mm. And so when you moved here, was part of that move to begin your work with Samaritan?
No. So my husband is a retired City of Phoenix police officer, and we used to come to Lincoln City 3 times a year just for vacation. And we decided that when he retired, we wanted to find a place to raise our kids, not in the asphalt jungle of Phoenix.
Yeah.
So we fell in love and wanted to live here. And then everything else just evolved naturally.
Yeah. Very different geography, right?
Yeah. Yes. And climate for sure.
Well, yeah. As somebody who is born here on the coast, I have a fascination with the desert, by the way. So kind of like flips the script there. But wonderful. So you wanted to be on the coast and, now your work with Samaritan, were you a nurse prior to coming here? Well, I guess you were, but.
Yes. So I've been a nurse for 20 years.
Okay.
And have done a lot of jobs. My clinical background is in the ER and the intensive care unit. Mm. And then I moved over to education, with a focus in simulation, specifically in education. So when I went to Samaritan North Lincoln, I went as the educator, and that's when I met the previous director of nursing, Linda Molino, who recruited me for my current position at the college.
So within a hospital setting, what does an educator do?
So I was responsible for all the hospital education for all the nurses, the certified nursing assistants, just making sure that everyone was keeping up on their education, writing new education programs. Just, it was a very diverse job.
Yeah, but sounds like important to stay up on the latest developments, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite part about that job was getting to interact with the nursing students. And that's when I knew I wanted to go back to my roots in education. I love the hospital setting, but I love the college setting even more.
Yeah. So as far as that trajectory for you, then did you move outwardly into a master's program, it sounds like, or
my education path?
Yeah.
It's an interesting one. So I have an extreme love and dedication to community colleges. I got my first nursing degree from a community college and then returned there to teach as soon as I had my bachelor's degree 3 years later. And then I went and got a master's degree in nursing education and then still wasn't satisfied. So I got a PhD in nursing education.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
And now I'm in my nurse practitioner's program as well. So.
Wow, you like to learn, don't you?
Yes, my husband said it's my education is my addiction.
Oh, wow. Well, how many years were you direct care before you kind of got into the education component, do you think?
I were about 15 years total, after about 7 years, I went part-time face-to-face patient care and did part-time education. So I started doing both.
Wow. Wow, what a career path. And clearly you have had boots on the ground before you went into education.
Oh, yeah.
And it just really clicked for you, huh?
Yeah, I love it. And I still, I knew that going into education, I would miss patient care. So I still, even in my role as the director, I still, on Wednesdays, I'm with students in the clinical rotation, doing face-to-face patient care with them. And I really love that, being able to do that too.
Yeah. Yeah. My wife being an RN, you know, I remember seeing the transition for her as she kind of went into administrative work. You know, kind of missing that aspect of the work.
Yes.
So I've heard stories similarly in regard to that. But, you know, Crystal, you know, you're proof here that the caliber of the program and the individuals providing, you know, the education is big. I mean, you've had a lot of experience. That's super fantastic. Well, actually, let's take our first break.
Okay.
Okay, so we have Crystal Bowman with us today, Director of Nursing and Allied Health at Oregon Coast Community College. Lots more to discuss, so stay with us, and we'll be back in just a moment on Lincoln County Connections. Thank you for joining us today on Lincoln County Connections. We have Crystal Bowman with us today, Director of Nursing and Allied Health at Oregon Coast Community College. Crystal, can you explore with us the nursing shortage? What is driving that, and how many nurses do we need? Is this unique to Lincoln County? Is this across North America? Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, for sure. It's definitely not unique to Lincoln County. I think Lincoln County has its own challenges being a rural community.
Yeah.
That's our focus, is growing our own nurses at the community college. But it's definitely nationwide. Some of the factors driving it, COVID wasn't kind to the nursing profession, for sure. There was a lot of nurses that left during COVID. Mm. Either they were sick, their families were sick, or just the sheer stress and burnout of COVID.
Yeah.
But another factor that's aggravating the shortage is we have an aging population of nurses, and they're retiring faster than we can replace them.
Okay.
So those two factors combined have really made it necessary for community college programs to step up and start admitting more nurses and producing more nurses to fill the shortage.
Mm. Yeah, thanks for the context. You know, my wife as a nurse and myself as an information responder between COVID and wildfires, I mean, we worked more than we had ever worked in our lives.
Yes.
And it was like relentless.
For sure.
Man, what an experience. And as you'd said, many nurses leaving the field. And so when we think about those opportunities, I mean, are people getting placed or even getting future acquired before they even finish the program?
For sure. So I graduate a cohort every June. And last June, my class of 2022, there were 21 graduates, and at the time of graduation, 19 of them had already been offered jobs.
Wow.
And two of them had multiple jobs. They were just trying to decide. So every single student had a job. And we, you know, I talked to them quite a bit about, this is your time. You can go where you want. You can do what you want. And if you don't have a job, it's because you don't want one right now. So I really stress the importance of them getting out there. And a lot of thanks to our local hospitals here in Newport and in Lincoln City. They worked really hard to get new graduate jobs posted, and a majority of those students did actually take jobs within our county, which
awesome.
Is great.
Awesome. Almost sounds like getting drafted into the NBA before you finish college. It's like, you know, well, let's talk about the program. Mm-hmm. So, what is it? How long does it last? What is just the general overview of what the college provides?
Sure. So I'll talk specifically about nursing, but I do also just want to make sure that the public knows that we do have, under the umbrella of Nursing and Allied Health, I oversee nursing, nursing assistant, medical assistant, and EMT. So we have a lot of healthcare programs out there. Nursing is definitely the biggest one. Mm-hmm. When the student leaves, they leave with an associate's degree in nursing. It qualifies them to sit for their registered nurse exam with the Oregon State Board of Nursing. It's a 2-year program once they're admitted into the program. They do have a couple years, 18 months to 2 years of prerequisites too, before they can get into the program.
Okay. And then are there other supplements, or does it extend beyond that, or is that just the core program?
Yeah, the core program's 2 years. It's six terms, basically.
Okay.
They have summers off, so a little bit of time between terms. It's a really fast-moving program. Mm. My students, we were just talking yesterday about how I told the second-year students, it's like about 108 days till you graduate, and they said, it seems like yesterday we started.
Wow. Wow. Well, for anyone who's listening to us who might be saying to themselves, oh, I can't do that. What are your thoughts about, applying for the program and maybe giving folks a little bit more confidence that they can do this? I mean, any thoughts on what are the most difficult parts of it that you observe students going through?
Sure. And on the first day of orientation, we always ask the students, what do you think, what's your greatest fear and what's your greatest excitement? Mm. And all of them say that their biggest fear is the work-life balance within the nursing program. And that's true. It's a difficult program. It's an intense program, but it's such a satisfying program. And anyone can get through it. You have to have the right prerequisites, obviously, and the dedication to dedicate yourself and your time and your life to it. But it goes fast, you learn a lot, and ultimately you benefit your community and your family by getting such a good job.
Yeah, yeah. And in regard to prerequisites, I've had your student navigators mm-hmm. on the radio show before. What is your recommendation to look at what they need to do to qualify for the program? I mean, does it reach out to a navigator? What's the best way to kind of see what they need to do so they can qualify?
Yeah, for sure. So we have a student success coach that's specifically assigned to nursing and allied health.
Oh, okay.
Her name is Carol Martin. Mm-hmm. Right on the college website under advising, students can make an appointment with her. And she's really great about talking them through what do they have, what do they need, what's the best way to get it. I did recently, in the past couple months, make things a little bit easier for students. We used to have this criteria where if you had a math or a science course that was older than 7 years, you had to repeat it.
Okay.
And I recently eliminated that requirement.
Okay.
So even students that thought maybe they wanted to be a nurse 12 years ago and then it was just things happened, I'll still take their math and science to ease them into the program quicker.
Got you. So... for example, say the term starts the program starts in September. Any thoughts on how far ahead to begin inquiring? I mean, of course they can inquire any day, right? But
Yeah. I mean, honestly, we have students in high school that are doing some dual enrollment classes to start getting some of their prerequisites done. I guess my simple answer is it's never too early.
Yeah.
Especially if you know that that's what you really want to do.
Got you. Yeah. And, my feel is that your team is just so supportive. And if anybody's listening to us and, intimidated at all, just reach out to the school.
Exactly.
And, begin exploring it. Wonderful. Nursing program. Getting that associate's degree in nursing must just feel so good, too.
It does feel good. And the community college atmosphere. We have every June we have a nurse pinning ceremony. Wow. It's probably my favorite part of my job. I cry every year. Just watching them up on the stage, like knowing what they went through, how successful they are, seeing their families, they're crying and then walking across the stage. And it's just a really good moment for them because they realize that they're now transitioning to be that nurse instead of that nursing student.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, my associate's degree is a source of pride for me, community college graduate. Crystal Bowman is with us today, Director of Nursing and Allied Health at OCCC. We'll be right back in just a moment. Yes, we are back and we are going to be heading into the wrap-up phase of our discussion with Crystal Bowman, Director of Nursing and Allied Health, Oregon Coast Community College. Crystal, let's talk about how many of these individuals work in Lincoln County and, the partnerships, the integration of the college's work, or the college providing this asset. Thoughts on that.
Yes, we definitely couldn't produce the nurses that we do without the support of our community partners. We partner with both of the coastal hospitals. We have really strong partnership with the Siletz Clinic, with Lincoln County Public Health, Lincoln County Mental Health, the jail, Signature Home Health, Samaritan Evergreen Hospice, Family Promise. So my students go out to all these places and do their clinical rotations within the community. Mm. And ultimately, we tell the students that when you're out there in the community, from the day you step foot in clinical, that starts your job interview. And a lot of them, they go to work at the places that they've done these clinicals at. So it's such a rewarding experience to see them go from being precepted to be the nurse.
Yeah. Yeah, so cool. And I did want to note, too, that financial aid, that's something that can help our community pay for the program, right?
For sure. Nursing is a financial aid qualified program.
Awesome.
We also have a ton of scholarships out there for nursing students and allied health students that they could apply for and qualify for.
A few thoughts on the transformation of an individual when they begin to, become a nurse. How does that change a person? How does that change their worldview on community health?
Yeah, I think it changes it quite a bit, because they change from being, I'm a student focused on just getting my degree and doing everything I can, to now I'm part of this community as a nurse, and I'm responsible for my community and my family. And I tell them, you're going to be the nurses that take care of me. And then ultimately, your kids or the future generation is going to take care of you, and you're part of that.
Yeah. Crystal, one of the things I find fascinating is watching my wife's nurse hat kick into gear.
It's true.
It's like someone will call, and I can just know they've called to ask a question about, something on their skin, or, a family member has been injured. And sometimes I'm thinking, well, she doesn't take care of me like that. I think she's done at the end of the day. But it's for my observation of her, it's just this expertise, the discipline. And I can tell when she's putting that hat on.
Yeah, for
sure.
It's
fascinating to me sometimes. Other thoughts. These students really become a part of the community at a different level. And all those partnerships really support not only the nurses, but, it's reciprocal, right, to the community. Where will they find themselves? Will they be visiting the hospital during the time in their program? You'd said, maybe they'll be out at the Siletz Clinic. Some just thoughts on where they get their experience as they're going through it.
Yeah, everywhere. The hospital, we do. So we just last summer, I calculated it all. And since the start of COVID till today, we've given over 5,000 hours to the vaccination effort in Lincoln County alone. So that's me, my faculty, my students. We're all out there, clinics, vaccinating. I also have them do 8 hours a term in community service.
Okay.
So they develop community service projects and then they implement them within the community. So some of the ones they have right now are an older adult engagement program, going out to Lincoln County School District and getting students interested in healthcare, getting some school supplies for schools. And they really we go out and help the houseless population. I just have them experience everything, because it's so important to build their empathy and understanding of the community that they live in.
Yeah. Yeah. I was reading or listening to a book called The Checklist Manifesto, and it was a surgeon who talked about the development of checklists in the medical field. And he admitted that the nurses often know more than the doctors about how to prioritize patient care, and that eventually that was integrated into these checklists. And I just thought that was really fascinating about just how important nurses are in the context of a medical environment.
For sure. And if you look at, I just shared with the leadership team at the college that the recent Gallup poll came out, and for like the 20th year in a row, nursing was voted as the most trusted and respected profession.
Wow.
So doctors are on there too. They're not as high up on the list,
yes.
But for sure we are important to the community.
Yeah. The mission, the passion to patient care is like the primary, right?
Yeah. It's what we're there for.
Yeah. Yeah, fascinating and important. Well, Crystal, thank you so much for coming into the show today.
Thank you.
I know it was short. Would love to have you on again. And so if you've been listening to us, go to Oregon Coast Community College's website. If you're interested in nursing, there is a career for you. Mm-hmm. You're going to get well-paid work, and there's a demand. So what a great field to be moving into.
Definitely. We'd love to have you.
Okay. Thanks, Crystal. Appreciate you being on the program. And thanks for listening to us today. Remember, this will be archived on the county's website. We'll share it with OCCC, too, if they want to share it in social media. So have a great day, Lincoln County, and thanks for joining us. And we'll talk to you soon.